tourism is booming again in France, and so is COVID-19. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
New coronavirus cases have been rising in France, nearly 93,000 per day by Johns Hopkins' latest count, and government data shows nearly 1,000 patients hospitalized per day over the past 2 weeks. Still, tourism is booming there this summer. Astatel Hotels president Serge Cachan says it's only taken a few months to return to pre-pandemic levels.
Not only to recover, but to overpass the best result we ever had in Paris, in the tourist, and I think it is the same all over France.
The French government has invited or recommended people go back to using face masks, though they stopped short of renewing restrictions that might scare visitors away or revive protests. I'm Ben Thomas.
The streets of London were filled with color Saturday as the UK capital marked 50 years of pride. A vibrant crowd of hundreds of thousands turned out to either take part in or watch the festivities, forming a spectacle of rainbow flags, glitter, and sequins. After 2 years of cancellations because of the coronavirus pandemic, the parade came a half century after London's first Pride March in 1972. This one was headed by members of the Gay Liberation Front from the 1972 protest. Uzbekistan announced a month-long state of emergency Saturday in an autonomous republic where rare protests forced the president to drop plans for constitutional reforms. Uzbekistan's president had arrived in Karakalpakstan Saturday and promised that proposed constitutional amendments that would have weakened the territory status would be scrapped. The president's press secretary wrote on Telegram that the state of emergency would run from just after midnight Sunday through August 2nd. Uzbekistan plans to hold a referendum in the coming months on the new version of the constitution, which would no longer mention Karakalpakstan's sovereignty or right for secession. This is VOA News.